Work just comes to me.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
It was your idea.
But something's wrong now with this thing here. It ain't working right.
It is working right. They guaranteed this thing at that department store on Main Street.
Well, what is today ain't working right, Sam?
Well, it's a pedometer, Leon. It's one of them gadgets that measure how far you walk. We both wore one yesterday. See which one of us walked the farthest, you know, while we was waiting on customers.
Well, which one of you's walked farthest?
That reminds me of a joke.
That's the trouble, Sam. That joke book there is hurting our profits. You're going to have to quit that.
Which one of you's walked furthest?
Leon, mine wasn't working right.
I walked 4 miles, Leon, right here waiting on customers. And Sam walked 0.2 of a mile.
Well, my pedometer wasn't working right. And besides, work just comes to me. I don't have to go nowhere.
Well, that joke book there on the counter, that's one thing that held down your mileage, Sam.
Was he reading that joke book when he ought to been working, Mr. Jesse?
Well, he certainly was, Leon.
Well, now, I never done that. Now, you're always accusing me of things like that.
Sam, Leon ain't interested in our problems.
Well, the only time I was reading was when we didn't have no customers.
Well, Sam, I see there ain't no use in arguing with you. I got some bookwork I'm gonna do here anyway.
Mercy Jesse, y'all got a customer out there.
Well, I'm adding up these sales here. Sam, you get out there.
Did y'all hear about the gas station worker that pointed out to his boss that he had underpaid him $2? And his boss said, you didn't say nothing last week when I overpaid you $2. And he said, well, I was willing to overlook one mistake, but now two in a row is not excusable.
Now, Sam, that joke book has cost us another customer.
You see, Jesse, the boss, he had made a mistake 2 weeks in a row on his paycheck. And
he did.
Sam, I understood the joke.
See, the first time he overpaid him.
When you have to trade jokes for customers.
And the next time, see, he underpaid him.
Sam, I understood the joke.
You ain't laughing.
He ain't, is he?
Well, because we had a customer out here.
Well, where is he? I bet he'll like this joke.